1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Green County sports.
On a gorgeous late afternoon day, the stage is set and the scene is ready as two of the best teams in Class 1A PIAA action face off today here in Berlin, Pennsylvania, as the visiting Carmichael's Lady Mikes take on the hosting Berlin Brothers Valley Lady Mountaineers. Welcome into the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ethan Spizarski, and you and I are going to have a great time today going through this Class 1A matchup here in our first round here on June 1st, as everyone is slated, as the matchups are set underway today, as all these teams will look to advance just to Thursday on June 4th further into the competition. For the visiting Carmichael's Lady Mikes, it's been a path of repetition, falling just one game short of a WPIO Class 1A championship, falling to Union for the second straight year just a week ago. But for Berlin Brothers Valley, it's a year of repeats, as it's a District 5 championship once again, and sitting as the best team in District 5 coming into today, as they have had a dominating offense thus far this year, and we'll have plenty of time to get into that shortly. As today's broadcast on greensports.net is presented by the First Federal Savings and Loan, Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Also brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Kinetic, internet better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength and unparalleled resources. By Visit Green, Green County is something for everyone. VisitGreen.org. By the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, valleyviewfarm.com. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. And finally, by the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. When we come back, we will have you the Iron Synergy pregame show. We'll go through some starting lineups and some other storylines coming into today's contest here on greensports.net, presented by the First Federal of Green County, video on NFHS.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night.
And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Welcome into the Iron Synergy pregame show. Again, I'm Ethan Spazarski as we're setting the stage for our round one game here today between Carmichael's and Berlin Brothers Valley. And before we get started, we can't do anything without our amazing crew of myself, Ethan Spazarski, producer Eric Bennett, and cameraman, all-around great guy, Scott Donnelly. Us three will be helping present to you this round one game again between the two teams that, again, come in on similar paths but face in a little bit of different directions. For the Berlin Brothers Valley Lady Mountaineers, they sit as an offensive juggernaut, and that phrase is rather an understatement. They've scored 10-plus runs in 17 of their 24 games they have played so far this year, and currently they are coming in on a pretty impressive winning streak, 9-game win streak, and they've won 14 of their last 15 contests so far this year. Their last loss in that fact, again, comes 10 games ago at Allegheny, and that was on April 30th. So it's been over a month since the Lady Mountaineers have fallen victim in a loss to a playoff game. For the Carmichael's Lady Mikes, again, another impressive year between for themselves, going out and winning in their section title over West Greene, Jefferson, Morgan as well, two of the other teams that'll be that were competing. Now it's just Carmichael's and Jefferson Morgan who are representing out of Class 1A Section 1 of the WPIAL. But looking over back at their schedule, for the Lady Mikes, it has been another impressive year. You have 15 wins overall in your regular season with just the four losses, and two of which coming earlier on in the year, one of which was more recorded as a non-section game. It was more as a scrimmage as well, so it's not an official loss either. And then the Whippeal playoffs start, and then you outscore your opponents 10-0 in the process, but unfortunately, the Lady Mikes fell victim to Union once again for the second consecutive year, as the Scotties have claimed the Class 1A WPIO title for the back-to-back years, beating Carmichael 6-2 in that game just about a week ago. As we continue to set the stage again here in the Iron Synergy pregame show, we'll look forward into the bracket as well and some of the other games that are going on. So, the Scotties, the Whippeal 1A champions, are taking on Purchase Line. Then DuBois Central Catholic taking on Juniata Valley. Then you have Cambridge Springs and Jefferson Morgan. If you have a chance, pull up that stream. It'll be Bob Gregg on the call there. It'll be Jason Tennant, excuse me. They'll be out working there for Jefferson Morgan. And then for Berlin Brothers Valley and Carmichael's, you can stay here. Again, a lot of really good matchups set and slated here in the PIAA in round one. Again, the winner will advance to Thursday onto June 4th with all results still set to be determined, as well as dates and times. We're going to step aside quickly here from our Iron Synergy pregame show. Then we will go over the starting lineups and then the first pitch as well here on the greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Welcome back into the Iron Synergy pregame show. Going through our starting lineups real quick. For the visiting Lady Mikes of Carmichael's, coming today 17-5 overall with a 9-1 section record. Their lineups goes as such. Number 23, Kalani Chun leads things off for the Lady Mikes at second base. Follow that, Bailey Barniak, the pitcher committed to Division II IUP after this season is over. Rounding out the starting three, it'll be Karis McConnell, the starting shortstop. Batting fourth, Kenley Machensky should be doing the catching. Batting fifth for the Lady Mikes will be Jocelyn Carter, starting first base. Batting sixth will be Peyton Plavely out in left field. Batting seventh will be Bentley Lukakis over in center field. Batting eighth will be Gianna Coroluso. She'll be the designated player. And then starting out in right field will be Avery Voithoffer. Out in right field, Lily Sisler, starting third base, is the flex player, not batting today. And then for the Berlin Lady Mountaineers, it'll be number 22 leading things off. It'll be Coral Prosser, the starting shortstop. Then number 10 bats second, Sam Walker, the starting center fielder. Then it'll be number 7, Elena Riccini, out starting doing the pitching today for the Lady Mountaineers. And then batting fourth will be number 25, Elise Barna. She'll be doing the catching. Batting fifth will be Callie Ritchie, starting at third base. Batting sixth will be Bina Barna at first base. Batting seventh will be Bryn Prosser out in right field. Batting eighth will be Audra Hanke at second base. And then finally, it'll be Maddie Wills rounding out the starting lineup. She starts out in left field for the Lady Mountaineers. We're going to step aside one more time, but when we come back, it's time for the first pitch here in our first round matchup here on GreenSports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Welcome back in here to Berlin, Pennsylvania, home of the Berlin Brothers Valley Lady Mountaineers. Just about an hour and a half east-ish of Greene County, Pennsylvania, back at home where the Carmichaels resides. However, now it is time to look at the defense and what Berlin will be bringing. We brought to you those starting lineups. Let's look at the defensive lineups as well. Starting out from left to right field, it'll be Maddie Will, Sam Walker, and Bryn Prosser out in the outfield. From third to first base, it'll be Callie Ritchie, Coral Prosser, Audra Hanke, and Bina Barna at first base. Doing the catching will be Elise Barna, and then doing the pitching again, Elena Ritchie. And then for Ritchie so far this year, she's been a part of a very impressive lineup for the Lady Mountaineers. So far this year, Ritchie has pitched 85 and two-thirds innings. She's only given up 64 hits to her 35 runs. She struck out 119 people and only walked 19. So far, she's faced 352 batters in the process and has been able to keep her ERA down to just 1.88, a sub-2 ERA with a 13-0 record this season, looking to get win number 14 in Berlin's only fifth appearance all-time here into the state playoff game, as Berlin has only one win in those appearances, and that came against Carmichael's last year here in this game on this field as well. So a bunch of history and more notes to help lay the land of our playoff game, and we'll get to it today as the first pitch set to come in, and it's underway. We're high and upstairs for 4:30. First pitch right on time as Elena Ritchie starts off against Kalani Chun, the starting second baseman for the Mighty Mikes today, looking to get things underway, trying to rebound again off of a 6-2 loss versus the Union Scotties in the Whitfield Championship game. And second pitch finds its way in the zone for a strike with a 1-1 count. Chun this season, this will be her 23rd game, batting .330 so far this year in her 80 plate appearances, and in the process has 12 RBIs to her name, along with 23 hits as Chun will foul this third pitch off, so the count's now to 1-2. Chun's still looking for her first home run so far this year. However, she's been a productive part of the lineup as she's leading off here for the Lady Mikes. Elena Ritchie's 1-2 pitch comes home, and it's fought off again by Chun. She keeps her at-bat alive with a 1-2 count once again. Again, the winner of today's contest will take on Cambridge Springs or Jefferson Morgan. That game going on over at Allegheny College as it started at 4 o'clock. Elena Ritchie's 1-2 pitch once again comes home. Chun takes this one upstairs, ball two, and the count is even. We've seen Chun so far aggressive with the bat, but that time a patient look, allowing the pitch to come to her, and she keeps the at-bat alive once again. Lena Ritchie dusts off the ball, sends a 2-2 pitch home, and it's going to be fouled off again. Third foul ball of this at-bat, and the count will stay at 2-2. Kalani Chun going to work against Elena Ritchie. Again, 13 wins on Ritchie's season up to this point, provided as the 1A pitcher here in Class 1A for the Berlin Brother Valley Lady Mountaineers. That's another foul ball fought off by Chun, and the count stays even at 2-2. Again here, about an hour and a half east of Greene County, Pennsylvania. Both these teams trying to fight to go much farther east out to Penn State to compete in the PIAA State Championship as the 2-2 pitch from Ritchie comes in. This one well high above the zone, soars above the umpire as well. We'll take another look at it as this one just kind of takes a high hop. It does glance off the glove up top, which gives a little bit more oomph, but that creates a full count. So Kalani Chun forcing a long at-bat in her first appearance of the day. She takes this 3-2 pitch and she'll send it over to Coral Prosser, who turns it over to Bina Barna for the 6-3 ground out to kick off our game here today. And now this brings up Bailey Barniak for the Carmichael's Lady Mikes as well. If you follow along with any sort of Carmichael's softball, Bailey's name is sure and first the first name that's going to come up to it because it starts with her pitching. She's a Division II commit to IUP here once this season is over, and she takes the first pitch right down Broadway for strike one, 0-1 count to her. Barniak well in the high 800s in career strikeouts, and this year she struck out almost 250 people. Mightily impressive number thus far. As Richie's next pitch is going to be fouled off behind Barna, Elise Barna, to be specific, and the count now quickly down to 0-2. So now Elena Ritchie steps in for the 0-2 pitch on Bailey Barniak. Pitcher on pitcher. This one just a bit outside for ball one up above the zone. So another passive take as we've seen now here in the second at bat. Carmichael's showing bits of aggressive and more of a lackadaisical approach as well. Not trying to force any pitches they don't like. Second consecutive pitch that misses upstairs from Elena Ritchie. And now it's a 2-2 count on Bailey Barniak. Barniak coming into today's contest offensively, .484 batting average. And Barniak will go down on strikes here, unfortunately, sending that batting average down as that pitch was just one that was low and away and got Barniak to swing at it, took a clean hack, but missed all of it. So now it'll be up to Karis McConnell coming up to try to keep the top of the first alive for the Lady Mikes. Starting shortstop today, now steps into the box. And now Elena Ritchie steps in, trying to round out and put down the Lady Mikes 1-2-3 in order. As this one is going to be sent on a steamer to Hanke, and Hanke turns it aside, underhand toss to Barna. and that will retire the side. So the Lady Mikes go down in order, 1-2-3, with no runs and no hits, no errors, and no Lady Mikes were left on base. We're transitioning to the bottom of the first inning here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Meet Hometown, your flexible, user-friendly digital platform built for schools and communities. So your students and supporters can easily buy tickets online, add them to their wallet, and quickly scan for entry, streamlining event management and boosting revenue with customizable seat maps, season passes, and live reporting. Get started and make us part of your hometown today.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets, to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country, Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store, or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
Now we'll take a look at the Mighty Mike's defense coming into today's game. Starting in the outfield from left to right, it'll be Peyton Plavely coming up. Bentley Lucas, or Lucas, and then Avery Voifer out in right field. And then from third base over to first, Lily Sisler, Karis McConnell, Kalani Chun, and then Jocelyn Carter doing the catching. Will be Kenley Macheski, and then Bailey Barniak, the aforementioned starter for the Mighty Mikes coming into today's contest. And some stats to read off to you on Barniak and what she's been able to do so far this year. A sub-1 ERA, a .44 ERA, with she's 17-5 record this year. She's played in every game thus far. She has had an impressive appearance, too, 22 appearances. 127 in third innings pitched so far. She's only allowed 27 runs, 8 of which are earned. 240 strikeouts to just 29 walks. And now for the Lady Mountaineers, it'll be Cole Prosser leading things off as she fouled the first pitch off for a strike. So no one count to lead things off. And again, this Mountaineers offense that has been spectacular to say the least, scoring 10-plus runs in 17 of their 24 games so far this year. We'll see Prosser foul another pitch off for a quick 0-2 count. Leading things off is all important in Berlin Brothers Valley. Made sure to mention that, talking to them earlier, that they're really going to be relying on that offense to keep things going, trying to keep the bats hot here into state playoffs, as Barniak's next pitch misses just a bit upstairs for ball one. So it's a 1-2 count now on Prosser. Cole Prosser is a starting shortstop today. As now Barniak set and deals her 1-2 pitch for strike three, fading that top corner of the zone for her first K of the day. There's strikeout number 241 on her season. As now this will bring up Sam Walker, the starting center fielder for the Lady Mountaineers. Sam Walker so far this season comes into today batting .622. She has 46 hits with 32 RBIs. Her name has one home run as well. As Barniak's first pitch to her, just missing off that right third of the zone. Walker, a left-handed batter, watches that pitch go across from her. So 1-0 count to start her first at bat of the day. And now Barniak, she'll be set and deals the 1-0 pitch. That one comes right down the middle for strike one. Not a lot better pitches that Walker will see other than that one that goes right down the middle of the plate. So that creates the 1-1 count. And now Walker will step back into the batter's boxes. Barniak is ready to deal from the circle. 1-1 pitch comes home. Off-speed stuff works inside, so the count's now up to 2-1 in favor of Walker. Walker this year, 42 runs to her name as well, along with her 46 hits, as this one's fouled off back towards the backstop, so the count's even at 2-2, and now Barniak, another strike away from getting her second strikeout of the afternoon here in her second batter she's faced.
Both Barniak and Walker step back into their respective positions, and now Barniak set to deal. The 2-2 pitch on its way home. Off speed, just missing low and inside. Macheski tried to frame it up, and it was an awfully close pitch, one that just missed, but a little bit of a tailback spin that kind of took a curve at the very end. Barniak just missing, but now the count runs full on Sam Walker. One out, no one on here for Berlin Brothers Valley. As Barniak's payoff pitch on its way home, and this one's going to be set on a short pop that's going to fall right down the left field line. So Walker gets on with a single that just floats out into shallow outfield, and it's going to land right next to the left field line. Matter of inches determines if that was a fair or foul ball, but nonetheless, it'll be Berlin Brothers Valley who gets the first hit of today's ballgame along with the first base runner as well. So now this will bring up Elena Ritchie. Starting pitcher today now steps in. Ritchie the junior playing in her 25th game as a .580 batting average with 52 RBIs and 10 home runs. Her name is stolen base off the first pitch is good. So Walker advances to second. The throw from Macheski leaks out near shallow center field, but there good work by the Lady Mikes to keep the play in and not allow any more advancing from Walker. So now Walker stands in scoring position with just the one out. Ensuing pitch comes in, and that one going to be fouled off right in front of Macheski. O-2 count now on Ritchie. Ritchie trying not to fall strikeout victim number two to Barniak here in the bottom of the first inning. This pitch is low and away, and it's going to be Macheski who takes a few steps forward as it was Walker again, at least 5 to 6 steps away from the base. She'll have to take a jog back. She thought potentially that ball could leak away, but Macheski keeps it in front of her. Now it's a 1-2 count in on Elena Ritchie. Barniak's next pitch. It's going to be sent foul down the left field line. Took a couple of hops, but unfortunately foul, so the count stays at 1-2. Again, we've seen Berlin Brothers Valley first hit come down that left field line as a pop fly falls out in kind of no man's land, out in the shallow outfield. And now Elena Ritchie will wait for the next 1-2 pitch as it comes home now from Barniak as this one's low and away. And again, Walker given a stare down by Macheski, but Macheski gives a ball back to Barniak, and you'll see Walker retreat back to second base. So aggressive base running thus far by the Lady Mountaineers. We'll see how that continues and carries through today's ballgame. We're here in the bottom of the first inning, still scoreless, but it's a 2-2 count here with Elena Ritchie at home. Bailey Barniak pitches the next pitch upstairs and runs the count full. So an 0-2 count now runs full with Elise Barna on deck. Starting catcher up next to bat, but first it's Elena Ritchie who is working with a 3-2 count and a runner on second base in Sam Walker. Barniak's payoff pitch to Ritchie comes home. Fouled off. Back towards the backstop, so we'll do that one more time. Bailey Barniak doing the catching with Macheski, and there's more to this than just a pitcher-catcher duo connection that we'll touch on here shortly, as Barniak's payoff pitch is going to be flared out. It's going to be jumping caught by McConnell, who goes and takes the tag. It's a double play. All thanks to a fantastic play by McConnell at short. It's an unassisted play for her for the double play. The aggressive base running does not pay off for the Berlin Brothers Valley. So Carl Michaels leaves the Lady Mountaineers scoreless with just the one hit. No errors and no runners were left on base. We've played through one inning, and it's a tied 0-0 ballgame going into the second inning here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Ground yourself in this moment. What do you smell? What do you hear? That's the sound of a juicy steak with 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, and B vitamins to support your wellness journey. Now that's my kind of aromatherapy. The nutrition you need, the balance you crave. Together, we bring more. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Hi, we're WVU. You probably know us for screaming. And yeah, we're pretty good at it. But here, it's more than a chant. It's our celebration of innovation.
Let's go.
Our rallying cry for community.
Let's go!
And honestly, it's just our way of life. So whether you're chasing big dreams or just chasing sunsets,
let's go!
Welcome back into Berlin, Pennsylvania, here at Berlin Brothers Valley Middle School, where it is the Lady Mikes and the Lady Mountaineers doing battle here in our round one competition in the PIAA state tournament. As now coming up is going to be Kenley Macheski, the starting catcher today for Carmichael. She takes a swing and a miss for strike one. And talking about it, there is some family history here for Macheski, as her mom also played on Carmichael's back in high school. But you know who else's mother played here for Carmichael's? Would be the one and only mom of Bailey Barniak, Nikki Onderko. And the fun fact between that, Onderko also played on this team, and those two caught for each other. Both moms caught for each other, now both daughters playing pitcher and catcher as well. So obviously a really cool story in there for Carmichael's, as that's another strike taken in on Macheski here in our top of the second inning. Still scoreless between these two teams, that Carmichael's trying to change it up as the 0-2 pitch comes in, missing on the out in the left third of the zone. So it'll be a 1-2 count now. Macheski's batting .418 this year. She has 27 RBIs with a home run. She's one of five Lady Mikes with a home run, at least a home run this year, as Macheski fouls another one off to keep the count at 1-2. As now Alina Ritchie steps back in. Alina Ritchie sitting down the Lady Mikes 1-2-3 in order with a strikeout and two groundouts back in the top of the first. And now Elena Ritchie steps it back in the circle and deals home and gets Macheski to swing and miss at that one, low and away. So there's your second strikeout for Ritchie. As now this will bring up Jocelyn Carter, the starting first baseman for the Lady Mikes today. Carter this season batting .291 in her 22 games she's played thus far. She has 23 RBIs to her name, but four home runs. That's second best on the team, only behind McConnell, who has five. Is that pitch just misses on the outside edge of the zone for ball one. Carter steps back in, and so does Ritchie. This one's going to be set on a one-hopper back to Ritchie, who turns to her left and gets it over to Bina Barna at first base. So that will retire Carter, and now this brings up Peyton Plavy. Is take a look at it again here on the CNX Foundation replay. Again, really nice work. Really composed through the first five batters is Ritchie. Now it'll be Peyton Plavy again trying to be the first Mighty Mike on base, a starting left fielder today. Plavy now runs to the batter's box, and she comes into today in her 22nd game, batting .292. She has five RBIs to her name off of 14 hits as well. Now Ritchie will step into the circle and be ready to face her sixth Mighty Mike today, as this one misses just a bit outside for ball one. Again, here on top of the second inning, still at a 0-0 score between these two teams. Teams that played last year at this time in a round one game, where it was Berlin Brothers Valley outlasting the Lady Mikes for a 3-1 or 3-0 win. It was not a lot of offense in that game either, as this pitch finds its way into the zone for a strike, and it's a 1-1 count on Plavy. Ritchie has done a masterful job thus far in trying to get through the first two innings unscathed for the Lady Mountaineers, and that one floats its way over top the plate for strike two. Now a 1-2 count in on Plavy. Carmichael's this year 17-5 up to this point in their 22 games they've played. As Plavy takes ball two high and upstairs, the count will be even at 2-2. Carmichael's so far this year. Still outscoring their opponents in their postseason work, 12-6. However, they do have the loss in the WPIL championship game against Union, where they lost 6-2. As another foul ball given by Palavi fouls back towards the backstop, so the Candles will stay at 3-2, or 2-2 rather. So now Richie checks the band, steps back into the circle for her 2-2 pitch in on Palavi. She'll wheel and deal. That one finds its way, and now we'll have her second strike. Or three balls, rather. Now will be a full count. So one that just missed upstairs for Richie. Now it's a full count. Two outs, nobody on for Carmichael's. Richie's pitch comes home. It's set down first base line, but foul. Took a hop just to the right of the first base bag. So our 3-2 count stays alive, and that's been the closest opportunity we've seen through almost two innings of work so far for Carmichael's. And Palavi look to repeat that, this time just in fair territory, as now Richie steps back into the circle. The payoff pitch comes home once again, and another one fouled off, which means we will do this dance one more time. Carmichael's winners have 10 of their last 11 games as well. Whenever the Lady Mikes have been able to get the offense rolling, it is incredibly hard to stop, and looking to get that offense started here today in the top of the second inning with Palavi at the plate. However, she will go down swinging for strike three, and that'll be the third strikeout for Elena Richie through two innings of work for her. No runs on no hits, no errors, and no Mighty Mikes were left on base. As we'll transition to the bottom of the second inning here on thegreensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Welcome back into the sights of our 1A Round 1 PIAA State Tournament game between Carmichael's and Berlin Brothers Valley. And now it'll be Barniak and Macheski, and that defense for Carmichael's coming back out into the field to work on Elise Barna. Here is Barna takes a swing and a miss at that first pitch for strike one. Thanks to McConnell out at shortstop, that inning has ended quickly as Sam Walker stood at second base for Berlin Brother Valley's first runner in scoring position of the day, and they'll try to repeat that success here as another swing and a miss by Elise Barna, the starting catcher today for the Lady Mountaineers. It's a 0-2 count now for Barniak on her fourth batter, she'll face. As Barniak steps back in, and she'll deal home. That one just missing outside in the left portion of the zone. 1-2 count there for Elise Barna this year. 533 batting average, 45 RBIs, 9 home runs to her name thus far. As this one's going to be roped out down the left field line, and that is just foul. It went out so far out into left field, its hop bounced at the base of the walls. Frozen rope shot, but just foul, so the count stays at 1-2 on Elise Barna. This one, though, is going to be in fair territories. That's roped out into left field. Palavi will get it in, and it'll be the second hit of the day for Berlin Brothers Valley. Elise Barna sends one out to left field with a little bit of hate behind it as it was on a frozen rope once again. A hard hit ball now brings up Callie Ritchie for Berlin Brothers Valley, the starting third baseman today. Richie batting .493 coming today, 35 RBIs, two home runs to her name. She shows bunt, and now this throwdown all the way from Achesky is going to be offline as Barna steals. So for the second time today, Lady Mountaineers have a stolen base. It was a showed bunt by Richie, and on the process, Barna goes and steals second. Machesky has an offline throw, although would have been safe to say that Barna would have been safe at second nonetheless. As there's a clean swing to miss by Callie Ritchie, so the count will be even at 1-1. On the bunt attempt, it was called a ball, so that's how we have our 1-1 count now on Callie Ritchie, starting third baseman today. Barniak now deals with her second base runner of the afternoon. And again, it's thanks to a stolen base to second. This is a check swing set foul by Callie Ritchie, so now the count will fall to 1-2 once again. And we've seen Berlin Brothers Valley not afraid to be aggressive on the base pads, too. As again, the two stolen bases along with aggressive base runnings after contact, no matter where the ball goes. So something that the Lady Mikes are going to have to continue to pay attention to. As the 1-2 pitch from Barniak wheels and deals, and this one's going to be set out into no man's land out in shallow center field. And Lady Mikes will have to get this one in. Really good job of getting it in quickly, holding Barna over to third base, and it'll be a well-hit single for Callie Ritchie over at first base. So now back-to-back singles for the Lady Mountaineers have them two runners on with no outs. This one was sent and lifted out into left field. Falls right in front of Lukacs. And now this will bring up Bina Barney. She steps in. Bina Barna batting .294 this year. Takes his clean swing and admit at that one and will get strike one. Bina Barna, 19 RBIs and two home runs on her stat line so far this year. Has 20 hits in the process, and she's looking for RBIs, at least RBI number 20 now, as she's a runner standing at third base, and there's runners on the corners, in fact, as well. As the bunt is laid down, and it's misplayed by the Mighty Mikes. It was Sisler coming in to play it. Instead, it sends back towards the backstop. And in the process, runners will advance a few stations. So Barna scores from third base. Richie advances to third, and it will be Barna who comes in off the bunt. And the error played in by Sisler. So Berlin Brothers Valley scores the first run of the day between these two, and it's a 1-0 lead thanks to the error played by Sisler at home. She had the step on the ball. Unfortunately, it just hit off of her glove instead of into it, rolling towards the backstop, allowing Berlin Brothers Valley to advance a few bases with their speedy and aggressive base running again. Now it'll be Bryn Prosser coming up to the plate, their starting right fielder today. Lady Mountaineers have two runners on, still no outs, and have scored the game's first run, looking to continue add on the damage. Barniak trying to get out of this early trouble thus far. It's an 0-1 count to start on Prosser. Now Bryn Prosser takes his next pitch for a swing and miss for strike two. So the last three batters have been pushed towards with two strikes. The finishing and executioning is where Barniak and the company have fallen just short so far here in our bottom of the second inning. Barniak will style step back into the circle while Bryn Prosser steps back into the batter's box, ready to go. The 0-2 pitch comes home, swing and a miss. So Bryn Prosser is sat down on strikes for Barniak's second strikeout of the afternoon, and that brings up Audra Hanke, starting second baseman today. Comes in now with runners on the corners and now one out. Hanke so far this year batting .333 with her 20 RBIs and 5 home runs. 9 different Lady Mountaineers have a home run here for Berlin, and a diving play by Sisler at third base. Sisler playing in on the bunt, and it was showed bunt by Hanke, but a diving play here down in the shallow left field line. So Sisler making up for the error, collects the second out. Now Sisler wipes the dirt out of her face as she had to make the diving play in this all-natural dirt and grass field here in Berlin, PA, at Berlin Brothers Valley Middle School. Exceptional play, too. Great concentration as well. It wasn't even a bad bunt. Just took a high hop on the inner portion or the outer portion of the barrel of the bat. And the diving play by Sisler gets Carmichael's at second out. And now there'll be a meeting in the circle between all the Lady Mikes going over game plan as there still are two runners, one of which in scoring position. Callie Ritchie stands at third base while Bina Barna stands over at first. Second base, rather, excuse me.
She tagged on that bunt. She tagged up.
So on the bunt, Barna was able to tag up in advance of Station. So now there's two runners in scoring position for the Lady Mountaineers. Now we'll bring up Maddie Will, who rounds out the starting lineup in the batting order today for Berlin Brothers Valley. Starting left fielder today steps in trying to add on. However, Barniak trying to limit the damage to just one run. Barniak sends one in for strike number one. That one right into the zone. And again, it's Macheski checking in on the base runners. We've seen her after her have to do that a few different times because Berlin Brothers Valley, again, not afraid to continue to steal. They've already had two stolen bases so far here through one and two-thirds innings of work. Barniak's 0-1 pitch set high but well in foul territory. As it'll now be a quick 0-2 count now for Barniak. Barniak one strike away from getting out of some early trouble. Barniak checks her wrist for her pitch, and she'll be ready. The 0-2 pitch to Maddie Will comes home just upstairs. Good work by Macheski to take the snag off of it. So the count's now to 1-2. Carmichael's looking to get their first win in state playoff competitions since 2024. And it all starts with getting out of the inning, and that's exactly what Barniak just did, striking out Maddie Will there for her third strikeout of the day. However, it was Berlin Brothers Valley who was able to scratch across one run off the two hits. There was an error in the inning, and two ladies were left on for Berlin Brothers Valley. We're now moving our way over to the top of the third inning where Carmichael's looks to retaliate. It's 1-0 lead right now for the Lady Mountaineers here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Rev up your summer in Greene County, Pennsylvania. Experience high-energy motocross, drag racing, powerful truck pulls, and lively car shows all season long. Feel the power at the Greene County Megapool, Saturday, June 13th at the Greene County Fairgrounds. Watch elite drivers and high-horsepower machines battle it out in an adrenaline-filled showcase of strength and skill. Don't miss this action-packed American tradition. Start your engines and plan your trip at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back in here to Berlin, Pennsylvania, where it's the Lady Mountaineers having a 1-0 lead on Carmichael's moving into the top of the third inning. It'll be Bentley Lucas stepping in now as she fouls one off on her first pitch she sees. The starting center fielder steps in now as her six teammates before her have all been retired by Elena Ritchie and company. Bentley Lucas comes into this at-bat, batting 154 this year, four RBIs to her name thus far. Lucas takes Richie's next pitch, missing outside for ball one, so the count will be even at 1-1. Richie now steps back into the circle, ready to deal with Lucas, and it's on its way. or rather, that second pitch must have been called a strike because that was strike number three. And Richie once again puts down another batter. That's four strikeouts for Richie here, not even through three innings of work. And now this will bring up Gina Colarusso. Colarusso steps in as the designated player today. Colarusso shows bunt and gets one down, but it is out in foul territory, so that'll be an 0-1 count for Colarusso. Colarusso batting 190 so far this year. She has six RBIs to her name. She does have a triple as well. Now it's Richie stepping back into the circle. Dealing home, and it's another swing and a miss by Colarusso. And now it's an 0-2 count. Zelina Richie has shown absolute dominance thus far. Her 1-8 ERA is definitely proving to be accurate here in this contest so far today. As the 0-2 pitch storms home, this one missing outside for ball one, counts down to 1-2. Colarusso now already steps back in, and Richie will join her back in the circle, and now the 1-2 pitch is sent home. Another foul ball. Carmichael's proving effective on knocking a lot of these strikes in foul territory. However, still looking for their first hit of the game here in the top of the third. Berlin Brothers Valley still leads 1-0. Elena Richie now steps back in to the circle and deals home. Another pitch that was able to paint that left portion of the zone for strike three, and it's strikeout number five for the Lady Mountaineers. So five of the eight batters thus far have been sent down via the strikeout. Now it'll be Avery Voithoffer who comes up to the plate to try to end that streak, and she rounds out the starting lineup for Carmichael's today as starting right fielder. Voithoffer takes this first pitch. That one's going to paint the top corner of the zone for strike one. Voithoffer so far batting 298 this year with her eight RBIs. This pitch misses outside for ball one. So far, a patient at bat by Avery Voithoffer. And now the 1-1 pitch will be set be sent home by Elena Richie. This one comes in, and it's another foul ball for Carmichael's. And now the count's to 1-2. And again, Richie one step closer to getting out of an inning unscathed once again. Richie steps back into the circle. Voithoffer into the batter's box. The 1-2 pitch. This one dribbled foul once again, so the count stays at 1-2. Elise Barna doing the catching today for Berlin Brothers Valley. Done a great job helping call the pitches in for Elena Richie. And now Richie steps back into her circle with a 1-2 pitch on its way home. Another foul ball skied backwards over the backstop. So the count will remain at 1-2, and we'll do the dance just one more time once again. Carmichael's fighting and staying alive in a lot of these at-bats, just trying to get it in the field of play. That's where Carmichael's hasn't done yet. Still looking for their first hit. Richie's 1-2 pitch on its way, and this one, another one fouled off. Third consecutive foul ball by Voithoffer, keeping the at-bat alive. And Richie will step back and do the 1-2 pitch again. Berlin defense playing at normal depth. Richie's 1-2 pitch, skied in on the infield. It's going to bounce right in front of the charging Prosser, and she'll get it over to first just in the nick of time to retire Voithoffer, and that will retire the side in order for the third consecutive time. No runs on the no hits, no errors, and no Lady Mikes were left on base. It's still 1-0 going into the bottom of the third inning here for Berlin Brothers Valley here in Berlin, Pennsylvania, on Green County Sport, or Green Sports, excuse me, .net, presented by First Federal of Green County. Visit video on NFHS.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Green County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
Welcome back into Berlin, Pennsylvania. As Berlin Brothers Valley currently leads 1-0 over Carmichael's here in the bottom of the third inning. And it'll be Coral Prosser up to bat to lead off for the Lady Mountaineers. As this first pitch is fouled off. For her second at bat, Prosser was sent down swinging. And she struck out to Barniak to lead off here in the top of the back of the bottom of the first inning. Now Barniak sends the 0-1 pitch home. Is this one sent down the left field line, this time again foul. So a quick 0-2 count there. We had some time to talk about the pitcher-catcher connection. So you have Barniak and Macheski today. However, there was some the moms of these two for Bailey and Macheski both pitch and caught for each other, as the aforementioned, as we talked about earlier, Mays. This next pitch misses just upstairs for ball one, and it's a 1-2 count there. Now, our umpiring crew, which I want to give mention today, who's calling the balls and strikes here for today's game. At home plate, it's Greg Spiker, and his brother, actually, Kevin Spiker, is the umpire over at first base. So a lot of family ties shown thus far as Coral Prosser fouls another pitch off. The count will stay at 1-2. Rounding out your umpiring lineup, Greg Gibner stands at second base, and third base, it's Will Eshelman. As well, our umpiring crew today. It's another pitch that misses just inside of the zone, so the count now becomes even at 2-2. So Barniak's 2-2 pitch will be sent in. This one sent right back to Barniak, and she hesitates with no time to turn it over to Carter to get the 1-3 ground out and retire the first batter she sees here in the bottom of the third inning. This will bring up Sam Walker. Walker 1-for-1 today in the bottom of the first inning. She was able to get the game's first hit out in left field and then was able to steal and get to second, but she would be the third out of the inning, as it was McConnell who made a nice jumping play in the air at shortstop and then was able to tag the second base before Walker got back in time. Barniak's first pitch on Walker is sent immediately out in the left field. That one rolls down the line. It's going to get to the wall. Walker's going to race her way into second. Think about three, but retreat back to the bag. So it's a stand-up double for Sam Walker. And now Berlin Brothers Valley has its fifth base runner of the game, thanks to a Sam Walker double down the left field line. Berlin Brothers Valley so far today, with their fourth hit, have shown a lot of just power in their bats, getting these balls out quick and fast on line ropes out into their designated locations. And now this brings up Elena Ritchie, starting pitcher today. She takes this first pitch upstairs for a ball. Richie, her last time up, was the one who lined out over to McConnell, where she was able to turn that unassisted double play. So now the pitcher v pitcher matchup carries on for the second time today, and Barniak's 1-0 pitch is up, and it's sent over to Sisler, who turns it over to first to get to Carter to retire Richie. However, in the process, We saw Walker advance over to third base. So now with two outs, Berlin Brothers Valley has a runner at third base. This brings up Elise Barna. Barna had a single her last time up and was the game's first and only run thus far. She was able to score thanks to the Bina Barna error. Or rather, the Bina Barna bunt that was turned in from an error by Sisler. So now Barniak will deal home her first pitch to Barna, and that is strike one, painted on the inside corner. Barna trying to extend Berlin Brothers Valley lead to 2-0. As Barniak sends in this next pitch in and another foul ball. And Elise Barna now down in an 0-2 hole against Barniak, and Barniak has a chance to get out of this third inning relatively unscathed, just allowing the one double. But first she has to strike out Barna. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and she gets that strikeout. Strikeout number 4 here in the bottom of the third inning. Holds up Berlin Brothers Valley to no runs off the one hit, no errors, and one lady was left on base for the Lady Mountaineers. As we've played through 3 innings, and Berlin Brothers Valley still holds a 1-0 lead. Well, let's go to the 4th inning here on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday, and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
This high school gym used to be packed most nights. Not anymore. Do you know why? Because bad behavior by fans, especially adults, has caused a shortage of game officials across the country. You see, without officials, we can't have sports. Don't let this become reality. It's time for a change. Let's bench bad behavior for good.
Welcome back into the broadcast. Ethan Spazarski alongside with you to call this game between Carmichael's and Berlin Brothers Valley, two of the best teams in Class 1A. Thus far, just one run has been brought home. However, Carmichael still looking for his first hit of the ballgame as now this brings up Kehlani Chun. Chun, her last time up, forced a very long at-bat, but unfortunately was retired via ground out in the top of the first inning. Now here in the fourth, looking to change that. As Chun sends one out, and there it is, the first hit, sent out in the right field over the top of Hanke's glove. And Carmichael's gets its first bit of life offensively thanks to the Kehlani Chun strikeout to right field. Great piece of hitting. On the second pitch she saw, she was able to get one over top and send it into the right field area. As it rolled in, Bryn Prosser brought that one in for the Lady Mountaineers. And now it'll be Bailey Barniak. Battle of the pitchers, round two between Richie and Barniak starts now. Barniak shows bunt, goes for it, and misses. Throw over to first to check up on Chun is not good, as Barna tried to tag up. Unfortunately for them, Chun got back in time. So it's now an 0-1 count to start on Barniak. Barniak is lethal when pitching, but at the plate, she's just as deadly. 44 batting average. She puts down this bunt, and the sacrifice bunt successful, as Chun was able to get to second base off the sacrifice bunt by Barniak. Really good placement nonetheless. Sometimes the best offense doesn't always have to be the farthest hit. It's strategically placing down a good bunt, and there Barniak showed a great example and was able to help move Chun up a station. And now Carmichael's has his first runner in scoring position today, bringing up Karis McConnell. McConnell, her last time up, she was put down via the 4-3 ground out. McConnell takes her first pitch for a strike in from Richie. Carmichael's looking for its first state playoff win since 2024. Carmichael's won its only state title in 1998. as Richie gets this next pitch just missing upstairs for ball one, even 1-1 count. So Carmichael's last state title game came in 1998 when Nicky Underko, formerly known as Nicky Gassi, the mom of Bailey Barniak, was pitching for Carmichael's. Since then, Carmichael's just 7-7, as this is another foul ball, this time from Karis McConnell, and the count goes to 1-2. Carmichael's overall is 13-10 in their 23 games in the state competition, while over Brothers Valley, just 1-3, although their one win was against this Carmichael softball team a year ago. As this one is going to be a pitch missed downstairs, and a pitch that was fumbled in by Elise Barna, and on the process, it was Chun taking off her third, so her second stolen base of the inning. And now, thanks to just a half-second delay at home, Chun takes advantage, and Carmichael's is very close to getting its first run of the game here with just one out. And it's a 2-2 count to Karis McConnell, who now steps in. Now Elena Ritchie sends it home, and a foul ball by McConnell keeps this at-bat alive. Oh, so crucials. Carmichael's has been able to get its first hit of the game, get its first stolen base of the game, and now potentially looking for its first run of the ball game as Berlin Brothers Valley leads 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Elena Ritchie dials one up, sends it home, but unfortunately a swing and a miss by McConnell. That is the sixth strikeout of the evening for Ritchie. Now this will bring up Kenley Macheski, starting catcher today for Carmichael's. Trying to put together an effective top of the fourth inning to help tie the ball game at one. Now it rests on the shoulders of Macheski. Macheski takes a heavy swing and a miss at that one. So it's an 0-1 count to start. Ritchie gives up the leadoff single, but since then a sacrifice bunt and a strikeout have given her the two outs she needs, and now trying to get out of the inning unscathed once again for the fourth time today. Another swing and a miss at a pitch tailing low in the zone, and it's an 0-2 count. Berlin Brothers Valley, we've gotten a chance to talk about their heavy offense and effective, but their defense just as good, posting many different types of shutouts and trying to continue that here today is that pitch just missing low downstairs off the left corner of the zone. So good patience by Macheski helps keep this inning alive with a 1-2 count. Carmichael's has its base runner over on third in Keilani Chun. And that one, though, doesn't miss the left corner of the zone, and they're going to strand Chun at third. The seventh strikeout of the evening for Elena Ritchie puts down Carmichael's and retires the side. No runs off the first Carmichael's hit of the day. No errors, and one Lady Mike was left on base. We're going to find our way over to the bottom of the fourth following this commercial break here on the Green Sport on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
It's a tight-knit contest in Berlin, Pennsylvania. Another game that is going on that, well, the winner of this game will take on, they'll take on the winner of Cambridge Springs and Jefferson Morgan, another Greene County team. Right now, Cambridge Springs up 5-0 in the top of the third inning over there. But right now, here in Berlin, Pennsylvania, so just a 1-0 game as Berlin Brothers Valley leads over Carmichael's here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And it's Callie Ritchie up to the plate for the Lady Mountaineers. Richie here last time up, lined a single out to right field and was stranded at third base in the end of that inning as that one finds its way in the zone for the 1-1 count here for Bailey Barniak. Barniak, a sub-1 ERA coming into today, .44 to be exact with you, and besides that second inning snafu, she's been really good as this one's going to fly its way over to Chun with ease, so that'll get the first out of the inning for the Lady Mikes, and this brings up Bina Barna. Barna was the one who laid down the bunt but was able to get on and reach via an error by Sisler, which she later redeemed herself with an immaculate diving grab down to the left field line. Barniak's first pitch is going to be dribbled right back to herself. She turns it over to Carter. Gets another quick out. So just four pitches in and two outs for Barniak here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's been the fastest inning thus far for the Lady Mikes. They'll look to continue that trend as Bryn Prosser comes back up to the plate. Her last time out, she struck out. She was the second of four strikeouts so far today for Barniak. Bailey's first pitch is going to be popped up in foul territory back behind Macheski. Macheski wasn't able to see exactly where it was, so she wasn't able to make a play for it. So count to go to 0-1. Last time these two teams played, back on June 2nd of 2025, Berlin Brothers Valley scored in the third, sixth, and seventh inning. Or rather the third, fifth, and sixth inning, excuse me. Just one run each in those innings off of just six hits. So far today, they have the one run off of the four hits. But Barniak trying to sit another one down, and there it is. Bailey Barniak, effective inning again for the Lady Mikes as she sits down her fifth batter via the strikeout and goes 1-2-3. On Berlin Brother Valley, as there was no runs, again, off no hits, no errors, and no runners were left on base. And we've played four innings. It's still a 1-0 lead, but Carmichael's will look to change that in the top of the fifth inning here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Welcome back in. Already the first out recorded in the top of the fifth inning. Jocelyn Carter sent one right back over to Elena Ritchie, who was able to run it most of the way herself before she dumped it off to Bina Barna at first base. So now our second batter here of the inning, Peyton Plavey, comes up to the plate. Plavey, her last time up, struck out. She was the third of seven strikeouts so far for Ritchie today as she takes strike one here in her second at bat. Plavey, just batting under 300 so far this year. She has 14 hits put up to her name. Has five RBIs as well, as Plavey takes a swing and a miss at one, dipping into the zone for the 0-2 count now. And we saw an effective quick inning by Barniak in the top of the fifth, or the bottom of the fourth, and now here in the top of the fifth, it's Richie trying to repeat that feat. Another one. This one dips low into the dirt, but gets Plavey to swing at it. So that's the eighth strikeout of her evening. And now this will bring up Bentley Lucas to trying to keep the inning alive for Carmichael's. Lucas, her last time up, another strike, one of the strikeout victims so far today. talked about it. Last year, Barniak fortunately was the losing pitcher despite having 11 strikeouts. Sam Walker was the pitcher in last year's contest for the Lady Mountaineers, who had 6 strikeouts as well. And we have a pinch hitter coming up, which was the reason for our delay. Kramer, the sophomore, coming up now to bat in for Bentley Lucas. So we'll see if this is truly just a pinch hitter, if there's a substitution out in right field. We'll have to wait until the bottom of the inning to fully find out. But Kramer now steps up into the plate, and she takes ball one from Pirici. Kramer batting 286 this year, has 2 hits to her name, but 3 RBI in the process. Kramer's ready for Richie's 1-0 pitch, and it comes home, missing low in near the dirt for ball two. So a quick 2-0 count. That's the first time today we've seen a 2-0 count by Richie as well. Richie has been incredibly effective so far for the Mountaineers, and so far overall as well. We've seen 3 1-2-3 innings, and she's looking for her 4th here, but that one in danger. It's a 3 consecutive balls in on the pinch hitter of Kramer. Kramer steps back into the batter's box, and Richie will now step up into the circle as well. 3-0 pitch now on its way. This one floats down Broadway for strike one, and still a hitter's count right now for Kramer. As this next pitch by Richie just paints that left corner of the zone. Kramer watches that one go. Looked like she believed it was a ball. Unfortunately, though, at home plate, it was seen differently by Greg Spiker. And now the payoff pitch comes home, and this one's going to be fouled near the Carmichael's dugout. So we'll do a payoff pitch again from Richie to Kramer. Richie looking for her 4th 1-2-3 inning of the evening. Richie now steps back into the circle, ready to deal the payoff pitch. No one on, 2 outs. Swing and a miss. Kramer goes down swinging. She's the 9th victim to do so. And once again, Carmichael's put down an order with no runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. We move to the bottom of the 5th inning here on Green Sports Net. Presented by First Federal of Green County, video on NFHS.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Back in Berlin, Pennsylvania, it's the Lady Mountaineers leading the Lady Mikes 1-0 going into the bottom of the 5th inning as Bailey Barniak comes out for her 5th inning of work. First up, she'll be working against Audra Hanke as Hanke takes strike one. Here on that first pitch, Hanke so far today 0-for-1. She popped out her last time up in the 2nd inning. As Hanke awaits Barniak's next pitch, and she takes a swing and a miss at it for strike two. In the 2nd inning, it was the Mountaineers that set 6 batters up and were able to collect that one run. That has been the only really blemish on the day thus far for Barniak and the Lady Mikes. As this one misses a floater upstairs for ball one, so the count's out to 1-2. Carmichael's looking for their 2nd ever state title. Last one coming in 1998. Berlin Brothers Valley doesn't have a state title as of yet. And Barniak gets Hanke to go on that one. That's strikeout number 6 for Barniak on the evening. And now this brings up Maddie Will. number nine hitter, last time up also was one of those six strikeout victims. As now Will steps into the batter's box to do another battle with Barniak. Barniak will wind and deal. This one set up in a high towering pop-up, and it's Chun calling off the rushing center fielder of Lucas and makes the catch for the second out of the fifth inning. And now this will flip over the lineup, and Coral Prosser steps back up to the plate. So far 0 for 2 today. She struck out and ground out to Barniak. Barniak looking to repeat that fortune. Prosser's first pitch from Barniak. She takes and sends this one out to a high pop-up, and McConnell takes four steps back to range that one in. So it's a 1-2-3 inning for the Lady Mikes here in the bottom of the fifth inning. In the bottom of the fifth inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, and no runners were left on base once again. So we're flying through. We move to the sixth inning, but Carmichael's, though, last down to their last six outs. And they need at least one run as of right now to keep the game alive. Here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
The three up for Carmichael's will be Colarusso, Voighthofer, and Kalani Chun for the Lady Mikes, as it is now, well, the Lady Mikes, rather, are down to their final six outs of the season, potentially, if they were not able to at least extend this game. Colarusso back up to the plate. As it's a swing and a miss, well, a foul tip, rather, for the designated player of Colarusso. Elena Ritchie has been as good as advertised, folks. She has 9 strikeouts on her day, and she's looking for win number 14 on the season. Trying to shut out Carmichael's, a team that in their first two WPIAL postseason games scored those impressive 10 runs. However, since then, just 2 now in their last two games is... That one misses upstairs for ball one. The count's going to be even at 1-1. Colarusso so far today, 0-1. She's struck out her only time she's come to the plate. Now it's Elena Ritchie. Set and deals the 1-1 pitch. This one sent over towards Hanke, who turns quickly to her right to Bina Barna and will retire Colarusso. This will now bring up Avery Voighthofer. Voighthofer so far today 0-1 with a ground out. That was back in the third inning. Stands ready to go, and now so is Ritchie. She steps back into the circle. As her first pitch here, Voighthofer is able to foul off for strike one. Berlin Brothers Valley on a 9-game winning streak coming into today's contest, and they've won 14 of their last 15 contests. Their last loss came on April 30th. It's officially been over a month since this Mountaineers team, has lost a softball game, as this one goes off the dome of Voighthofer. Well inside, she's okay and takes her jog over to her first base off the free pass. Now we'll look at this one once again on the CNX Foundation replay, as this is just an off-speed pitch that kind of just left the hand awkwardly. And now there's a conversation just going on between coach and player over at first base for Voighthofer, going over the game plan, as it's Carmichael's still looking for their first run of the ball game, as Berlin Brothers Valley has held Carmichael scoreless through the first 5 1/3 innings of work. And now this brings over Kalani Chun. Chun, the only base runner who's been able to get to third base. In fact, before Voighthofer in this last at-bat, was the only base runner, period. as that pitch was missed outside for ball one to Chun. Chun 1-for-2 today. He had a leadoff single 2 innings ago back in the fourth inning. Chun takes one out to center field to Walker. Walker with a great play on it, forcing Voidhoffer to stay over at first base. And now with two outs, this brings up Bailey Barniak. Barniak 0-for-1 today on her two plate appearances. She had a successful sacrifice bunt her last time up to help advance the aforementioned Chun from first to second base. But Barniak looking to do more than just that now as Carmichael's down to its final four outs. Barniak takes one low in the dirt near her feet for ball one. Third time that Richie and Barniak will face off against each other. Here is pitcher v. pitcher as Barniak takes a swing and a miss at one inside. The count will be even at 1-1. Carmichael's has been held to just one hit so far and two base runners thus far, with a large part thanks to Elena Ritchie. And Barniak will call time, step out of the batter's box, and give herself a second to recompose herself, looking to change that fortune here in the sixth inning. Again, this is round one of the PIAA state tournament, and that's a swing and a miss by Barniak, and now she's faced with a 1-2 count in that hole, trying to climb out and give her team a surge of life. Richie now back into the circle and is ready. The 1-2 pitch on its way home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Double digits. That's her 10th. That's Richie's 10th strikeout of the evening. Puts down the Mighty Mikes. Retiring the side. No runs off. No hits. No errors. There was one Lady Mike left on base. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning where Berlin Brothers Valley still leads 1-0 here on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Welcome back into Berlin, Pennsylvania. It's the Lady Mountaineers holding a 1-0 lead into the bottom of the sixth inning over the Lady Mikes of Carmichael. Sam Walker, Elena Ritchie, and Elise Barna are the three due up for Berlin Brothers Valley. Barniak threw strike one to Walker on the first pitch of the at-bat, and here's pitch number two. This one sent on a high steamer out in foul territory down the left field line, in foul territory, so it's an 0-2 count now quickly on Sam Walker. Walker, the only player who's 2-for-2 today here on Barniak with a single and a double. Walker has gone as far as third base but has yet to cross home plate. Barniak sends this one outside on a swing and a miss, so it's a 3-pitch strikeout, and strikeout number 7 for Barniak, which now puts her 18 strikeouts the last two times so far that she's faced this Berlin Brothers Valley team. And now brings up Elena Ritchie, the starting pitcher. Elena Ritchie, when the batter, is 0-for-2 today against Barniak. Just like Barniak is against Ritchie, so both of these two went in the circle, outperforming the other one when the other one's in the batter's box, as that one misses upstairs for ball one. Again, talked about it earlier on, but the Mountaineers have won 14 of the last 15, 9-game winning streak. That's, they're looking for their second ever state playoff win. As a check swing foul sends another one foul, so it's an even count at 1-1. The Mountaineers got their first state playoff game ever in 2023 when they lost to Union Area, and they got run ruled in four innings. They lost 18-3. Then their second loss came against Chartiers Houston back in 24. That was a 2-1 loss, though. Much closer game. As this one for Richie. She gets out between the 5-6 gap out in right field and gets Berlin its first hit in quite a while. And to be exact, it's its first hit in now what would be four innings. So Alina Richie gets on base safely for the Mountaineers. Now gets a first runner in a quite a while for either side. And now this will bring up Elise Barna. Barna takes Barniak's first pitch for a strike, painting that left corner. Finishing off the last loss for Berlin, or Berlin Brother Valley, was against Cambridge Spring last year after. Again, Berlin defeated Carmichael's 3-0 a year ago. That was a check swing, and they'll check the appeal. They'll say she did not go. They say that Elise Barna did hold on her swing. So now it's a 1-1 count in on Elise Barna. Starting catcher today, 1-for-2. She's the game's only run, but she did strike out her last time up. Facing Barniak, she squares another bunt. This one's successful, fielded by Barniak and gotten over in time. So another sacrifice bunt successful, this time in favor of Berlin Brothers Valley and Elise Barna to help advance her teammate in Elena Ritchie to second base. So now with two outs, Callie Ritchie will try to create some magic to help get insurance going into the top of the seventh inning for Berlin Brothers Valley. Barniak steps back in, ready to go back to work. Callie Ritchie takes this first pitch low into the dirt for ball one. The 1-0 pitch now coming home, and this one bounced over top of Barniak's head. No good over second base. It gets out in the center field. Lucas throws it in, and instead of electing to go home, Barniak turns the first to check up over towards Callie Ritchie. That was no good. It's an RBI single for Callie Ritchie, and now it's Berlin Brothers Valley leading 2-0 over Carmichael's. A bang-bang play, one that just bounces over top of Barniak's head, gets to Lucas out in center field, who turns it and throws it into Barniak, and electing to go to first instead of trying to play at home, although it would have been a close play nonetheless. Bina Barna now steps up 0-for-1 in her two plate appearances today. She reached on an error in the second inning and grounded out back in the fourth. So now a little bit of a deeper hole for Carmichael's once we get to the top of the seventh inning. Sparniak sends a 0-1 pitch home and creates a count of 0-2 now quickly on Bina Barna. Now it's Barniak one strike away from getting out of the inning to allow the Carmichael's bats to come up, try to salvage a season. As Barniak's next pitch comes in, fouled back towards the backstop, so the count stays at 0-2. Seen a plethora of different foul balls today. This one actually bounces off the shoulder of Greg Spiker, at home plate. He now takes a second and does a lap or two to collect himself. He took that directly off the bat. Does have padding over on the shoulders, however, that's over towards more your collarbone area, not exactly towards the front of your shoulder where that laced. So Spiker collects himself and gets back into the box. And now we get back to action where it's an 0-2 count on Bina Barney. Barna trying to continue on the insurance push by the Lady Mountaineers. Barniak's 0-2 pitch comes home, floats home. it appears it just missed upstairs. Count will now be 1-2. So now the pitch comes in, and while that happens, Barna steps back into the batter's box. The 1-2 pitch. Again, missing upstairs, and another stolen base opportunity is successful for Berlin Brothers Valley. Callie Ritchie makes her way from first to second on a high throw, and it's thanks to McConnell. This one stays in on the infield. That's the second time today we've seen McConnell have to make a play to keep the ball from going out into the outfield. So now the 2-2 count comes in, and this one set right over to Chun. Chun takes it on the lineout, retiring Bina Barna for the lineout. But now it's Carmichael's down to its final three outs, and they have a two-run hole to get out of thanks to the RBI single by Callie Ritchie. We go to the top of the seventh here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Rev up your summer in Greene County, Pennsylvania. Experience high-energy motocross, drag racing, powerful truck pulls, and lively car shows all season long. Feel the power at the Greene County Megapool, Saturday, June 13th at the Greene County Fairgrounds. Watch elite drivers and high-horsepower machines battle it out in an adrenaline-filled showcase of strength and skill. Don't miss this action-packed American tradition. Start your engines and plan your trip at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back into Berlin, Pennsylvania, where it has been a tightly knit contest, but it's Berlin Brothers Valley scratching across two runs in the second and sixth inning to give us our 2-0 score. Key note as well, Carmichael's only has the one hit and has stranded two runners so far, but it's up to Karis McConnell, Kenley Macheski, and Jocelyn Carter to keep the game alive, and McConnell gets it started in the right direction with a leadoff single. That's the second hit of the day for Carmichael's. And now Karis McConnell stands on first base with Kenley Macheski coming up to the plate. Winner today will move on to the second round and play on Thursday, June 4th. They'll play the winner of Cambridge Springs and Jefferson Morgan. They're currently playing in Allegheny College, but it's Cambridge Springs handling business against the Rockets. 8-1 lead out there. As this first pitch is taken for a strike by Macheski. Carmichael's now has its third base runner of the day off its second hit. Two of those three base runners were thanks to a leadoff single for Carmichael's as this pitch by Ritchie misses off the left portion of the zone for ball one. Counts even at 1-1. Carmichael's has won 10 of his last 11 games, and they've won two of their last three. That only loss coming against Union, the WPIO Class 1A champions. And a swing and miss by Macheski there. Gets the count to go 1-2. Another pitch that tailed low in the zone. A lot of Macheski's best work has been on pitches that have been tailing down and scraping towards the bottom of the strike zone. That's where Carmichael's has been trying to go after a lot today. And now it's Elena Ritchie stepping back into the circle. Sends another one, and there it is. Strikeout number 11 on her evening. And she gets the first of three outs to help advance Berlin Brothers Valley to the second round of the PIAA state tournament. Again, if you are to make it to the championship game, you'd be going to Nittany Lions Softball Park out in Penn State. Now comes up Jocelyn Carter, 0-2 today. She's grounded out twice. Carter sends this one foul. 0-1 count to start for her. Berlin Brothers Valley again pushing for their first ever state championship. This would be their second ever state win in five games they've played. Carmichael's looking to compete for their 14th overall win and second state title as another one's dribbled foul down the right field line. So a quick 0-2 hole now for Jocelyn Carter. Carter now gets ready to step back in. And now with an 0-2 pitch. Elena Ritchie deals home. Swing and a miss. Jocelyn Carter goes down on strikes. That's the 12th time today we've said that one. And Elena Ritchie now puts Carmichael's to its final out of the evening. Peyton Plavey now will be the one to step up. Plavey was pinch hit for last time. So Plavey herself 0-1 today with a strikeout. Plavey shows bunt, gets one down, rolls down the right field line, but it's immediately called foul by the infield umpire. The one out at second base, that umpire being Greg Gibner. Greg Gibner threw up his hands almost immediately. So the other umpires let the play develop, but a lucky break for Carmichael's. It's now just an 0-1 count rather than the third and final out of the ballgame. So Plavey steps back in to get back to work with Ritchie. Elena Ritchie sends her 0-1 count. This one drove right back to her. Throws to first, and that's the ballgame. The Berlin Brothers Valley Lady Mountaineers will advance as they've defeated Carmichael's 2-0 here in the round one game of the PIAA state tournament. These ladies will now show great sportsmanship, and while they do that, we'll step aside real quick, but when we come back, we have some post-game coverage to work through along with the Iron Synergy the McCracken Pharmacy player of the game as well. But your final score right now, 2-0. Berlin Brothers Valley defeats Carmichael's here in Berlin, Pennsylvania. We'll be right back here on the greensports.net presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes that can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
Here in Berlin, Pennsylvania, site of our final score, it's the Berlin Brothers Valley Lady Mountaineers winning 2-0 over the Carmichael's Lady Mikes, finishing off Carmichael's 2025-26 season with a final record of 17-6 overall, 9-1 in a conference record as well. The Lady Mikes go down, unfortunately, in what was a very valiant effort and a spirited effort, and one that was a very close game, as the score shows. Going through the game thus far, it started off quick for both sides, retiring each side in order 1, 2, and 3. It was the second inning where Berlin Brothers Valley was really able to get things going. Six batters came up. The first three all reached base, along with the leadoff Elise Barna scoring the game's first run. From there, Barniak was able to get the next three batters out, two of which via strikeout. From there, each side for a while traded off good defensive stands. The innings 3, 4, and 5 for both sides, pretty defensive heavy. And then going into the bottom of the sixth inning, it was where Berlin Brothers Valley was able to tack on its first of insurance runs, second run of the game. Elena Ritchie came home to score off of the Callie Ritchie RBI single. That would be the only technical RBI of today's game here in Berlin, Pennsylvania, and that gave us the final scores. The Lady Mikes were sent down and unfortunate to end their season, but we continue to carry on as we still have our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game here coming up momentarily here in our post-game coverage here on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game is, as you all know, rewarded to a Greene County sports player. So with there only being one Greene County sports team today, it'd have to be from Carmichael's. And to no one's surprise at all, it will be Bailey Barniak as well, starting pitcher for today. She only allowed the two runs, one of which was unearned for herself. Again, putting up an amazing, encapsulating and fantastic career for Bailey, who will be heading over to Division II IUP here after this season. So we wish her the best of luck and congratulate her team on a spectacular season, a team that's always been very joyous, very vocal, very exciting to watch, and represented Greene County very well in all of their success that they've shown up for again. And so we congratulate Carmichael's on an absolutely fantastic season as they unfortunately fall to the Berlin Brothers Valley Mountaineers 2-0 here in Berlin, Pennsylvania. And again, looking forward to the bracket as well, Berlin Brothers Valley will go on to play the winner of Cambridge Springs and Jefferson Morgan in the bracket. As of right now, Cambridge Springs is winning that game and leading that game as of last checked. So right now, set to be Cambridge Springs and Berlin Brothers Valley with a date and time to be determined here on Thursday, June 4th. Again, everyone fighting and trying to compete to go to the finals on Thursday, June 11th. That'll be at Nittany Lion Softball Park in Penn State University. That game's set to start then at 11 a.m. We want to thank this game that was brought to you by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. From by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, valleyviewfarmvenue.com. The Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. But visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Visit greene.org. By the Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Kinetic, internet better. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. And finally, by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And then as well, obviously, presented to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. That concludes today's coverage. We want to thank our spectacular crew and myself, Ethan Zarski, Eric Bennett, and the one and only cameraman, Scott Donnelly. From Berlin, Pennsylvania, we sign off saying so long and farewell. We'll see you all Thursday with the final score of Berlin Brothers Valley 2, Carmichael's nothing, here in Berlin, Pennsylvania. Good night, everyone.